Welcome to the media broadcast of His Vision Ministries. Pastor Shane has a strong desire to encourage people to stay in the Word of God on a daily basis. Pastor Shane prays that you are fed by the messages contained in these daily nuggets. These messages are intended to bring daily life application.
You know, I have to admit that I don't watch much television. Sometimes I enjoy watching HGTV, but it's even getting to where some things on there I don't agree with. But I like to watch them restoring old homes that are basically falling apart. And that's if, you know, they've got the right people on there that are obviously leading those types of shows. In this day and age, you may turn it on and it may be something just totally crazy that's ungodly. But, you know, it's amazing the before and after pictures of one of those homes after they've been restored. You know, it reminds me that sometimes people even need a restoration in their own individual lives. And so I believe that prayer is the most powerful weapon that Christians have as an instrument to use when they're putting on the full armor of God. Elijah prayed earnestly that no rain would fall, and none fell, by the way, for 3.5 years. And then he prayed for rain, and guess what? It downpoured. Elijah is just one example of someone who had faith through prayer. You know, there's many people who are wandering away from the things of God, and I know many families who agonize over the fate of someone they love that has wandered away from God. Many times we don't know why people backslide. That's a term that we use, at least in I use it from the pulpit. People do backslide, and we don't know why. They turn from the things of God. That's what backsliding is. Brother James, though, urges Christians to help those who backslide to return to God. And I think the most important thing we can do to bring restoration is to pray for the person, act in love, and meet the person where they are and encourage them to return to the things of God. So in James chapter 5 and verse 17, it reads this way: Elias, which is Elijah, was a man subject to like passions as we are, and he prayed earnestly that it might not rain, and it rained not on the earth by the space of 3 years and 6 months. And he prayed again, and the heaven gave rain, and the earth brought forth her fruit. Brethren, if any of you do err from the truth, and one convert him, let him know that he which converteth the sinner from the error or the way shall save the soul from death, and shall hide a multitude of sins. You know, that any of you here that James mentions could be us. Do you need to be restored to the things of God? That's a question. Here's another question. Have you grown complacent and do you need a fresh restoration in your life? What about someone in your family? Friend, let's pray for them to experience God's restoration in their lives. And friend, if we truly believe the Word of God, and if we believe that, we're going to live by it day by day. I believe that wholeheartedly. Listen, I'm not perfect, but I try to do what I can to live by God's Word. I have convictions in my heart. And the convictions in my life. And that's by reading the Word of God. God's Word is not merely something we read or think about, but it's something we do. As Brother James even says, let's not only be hearers, but let's be doers of His Word.
We thank you for joining us today. Visit us online at isvision.org. Text the word SAVE to the number 80123 and hit send to learn how to have a relationship with Jesus Christ. May God bless you.